On Tuesday, President Trump signed an executive order to speed up environmental reviews of infrastructure projects. His announcement of it in the lobby of Trump Tower was somewhat overshadowed by what he said next about the white nationalist march in Virginia. But Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin took a look at that order to figure out what it might mean.
Developers, and especially in Alaska, the oil industry, often argue environmental regulation is too burdensome, that it can take years to get a permit. Trump says his order takes care of that. It's called Establishing Discipline and Accountability in the Environmental Review and Permitting Process for Infrastructure. The president held up a flow chart for a hypothetical highway permit application to illustrate what he says will be the results.
This is what we will bring it down to. This is less than 2 years. This is going to happen quickly. That's what I'm signing today.
No, President Trump is not the first to think of this idea.
Georgetown Law Professor William Busby says previous presidents and Congress have taken cracks at streamlining environmental review. President George W. Bush signed an order to expedite the process. President Obama signed an order and a law that sets deadlines for permitting decisions. This wasn't even the first streamlining bill for President Trump. Here he is at a signing ceremony at the Oval Office in January.
This is the expediting of environmental reviews and approvals for high-priority infrastructure projects. We intend to fix our country.
That order was shorter and not as specific as the one he announced at Trump Tower. Professor Busby says a president can speed things up. He sets priorities and tells agencies what their focus should be.
So that a president can do, you know, kind of instructing people on how they should think about their time. On the other hand, there is a lot of law that influences this.
Laws like the National Environmental Policy Act, the Clean Water Act, and regulations on wetlands. They obligate agencies to do things a certain way. Busby says an executive order can't nullify regulations, and changing them, that takes time. For permit applicants, time is money. The Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation issued a press release celebrating President Trump's order. AGDC is the state corporation that supplied to build an 800-mile LNG pipeline from the North Slope. Rosetta Alcantara is the company's vice president of communications.
You know, across the board, I think this has a lot of really good impacts for infrastructure projects nationwide.
The corporation submitted some 60,000 pages to support its permit application. The environmental review has begun. Skeptics say a final decision could be years away. But Alcantara says AGDC hopes to get its permit in 2018.
Although we don't know what the immediate impacts of this executive order is going to be on our particular project, and the permitting process is, you know, it's uncertain, we believe the guidance provided by the White House to federal agencies to expedite major projects will be positive overall.
AGDC just got word that the government will fast-track its application using the process set up by the law Congress passed during the Obama administration. The environmental review, though, isn't what's holding up the project. The gas line needs financing. Governor Bill Walker asked President Trump to include loan guarantees for it as part of his $1 trillion infrastructure initiative. But that initiative may have suffered a setback this week. The White House abruptly canceled plans for an infrastructure advisory council and dissolved two other business-related panels after a stream of CEOs resigned from them. They were protesting Trump's incendiary statements on the violence in Charlottesville. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.